Today's daf is Tainis Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, Maseches Tainis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshaba ben Devorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So Masechtas Tainis, Kishmoy Kachi, discusses the laws of fasting, stating that the majority of the Masechta does not discuss the Tainiyos that we're familiar with. It's not about Tisha B'Av, Shavasa B'Tamas, Asara B'Teve, Saim Gedalia, Tanis Esther, Yom Kippur, but rather the majority of the Masechta discusses Tainiyos that once upon a time Chazal would be koiveya al kol tzara shaloi tovaya latzibur. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis says mitzvah sasei min haTorah. There's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa lizoik to yell to daven ulehoria bechatzoitzrois and to blow chatzoitzrois al kol tzara shetovaya latzibur for any tzara that befalls the tzibur. So the Torah said that if there's ever a tzara that comes about Klal Yisrael, the Jews together have to do something. What do they have to do? Lizoik ulahariya. They have to daven, not just daven. Lizoik ulahariya bechatzoitzres and to blow chatzoitzres. That's on a deraisa level. A few se'ifim later, Sifkot and Dal, it says the Rambam, umidivrei soifrim, the Rabbanon came and they added, and they said, lehisanois al kol tzara shetovay al tzibur, that if there's ever going to be a tzara that's going to befall the tzibur should fast. Ad sheyeruchamu min hashamayim, and how long should they fast? Until from Shemayim there's going to be Rachmanis. So Masechtas Tainis is going to deal mostly with that halacha, with what the Rambam discusses in Hilchas Tainis Perek Aleph Halacha Dalev, and that is that if there's a tzara shetovei ala tzibur, the Rabbanon mandated that the tzibur should fast ad sheyeruchumu min haShemayim. Now historically, this halacha was invoked often, but usually because of the tzara that it hadn't rained for an extended period of time. So if you picture a world of farmers living in Eretz Yisrael, in the Middle East, where it doesn't always rain, and Parnassa is toluy in rain, and not just Parnassa, but literally having lechem lechoil, umayim lishtois, if it doesn't rain, can be at risk. So if there was ever an atziras geshamim, if there was a hunger, that would be a reason for Chazal to invoke this principle that umidivrei soifrim lesanois al kol tzara shetovoy al atzibur ad sheyeruchumu min haShemayim. So being that with learning Masechtas Tainis, and Masechtas Tainis is going to discuss different halachas of Tainiyos, most notably the Tainiyos that Chazal were koveya, and most often when Chazal were koveya Tainis al kol tzara shaloitovoy al atzibur, it was because of the fact that it had and rain. So the Masechta is going to begin dealing not with laws of Tainis, but rather with halachos related to rain. Now, Masechta's Tainis is unique. Masechta's Tainis is ruba de ruba agadata. In fact, Tainis is to agadata what Bava Metzia and Ksubis is to Lamdas. So if you like agadata, this is definitely the Masechta. And with that, we begin with a halacha related to rain, specifically related to Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshen. So during the winter, during the rainy season, there are two lines that we include into our Shmoyna Esrei that relate to rain. We say Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem, that's at the beginning of Shmoyna Esrei, and then in Baruch Aleinu, we say the same Talu Mata L'Vracha. Now, conceptually, they're very, very similar. It's the rainy season, and as a result, we're acknowledging the fact that rain comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if you think about it a little bit, they're really very, very different. Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem is a praise, it's a shvach. We acknowledge the fact that rain comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, you're mashiv haruach, you're merid hageshem. There's no ask, there's no punchline, there's no but. We're not necessarily looking for anything, there's no agenda. It's simply divrei shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say mechal kol chayim b'chesed, mechayim meisim b'rachamim rabim, soim mechnoifilim v'roifei chaylam. We're not asking for anything, we're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem is a line, it's a proclamation of praising, being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Hashem is the one that makes it rain. In Baruch Aleinu, that's already the brachos that deal with the bakoshos. You're davening for parnasa. Baruch Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Asashana. Right, you're asking for parnasa. In the brach of parnasa, we add a specific bakosha, and that is the same talu matal avrocha. Now, we ask that during the rainy season because that's when it rains. During the summer, it's not really the time of kshamim, so it's not such an appropriate ask. But there's a fundamental difference between the same talu matal avrocha and between mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem. Mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem is a haskara. It's a shout out. It's a mention. We're being meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same talu matal avrocha is a she'ela. It's an ask. When you understand that, so there's a lot of the halachos that come are really derivatives of that fundamental point. One is divrei shvach. One is a haskara. The other one is a she'ela. The Masechta is going to begin with the haskara of mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem. Says the Mishnah. Me'emasai maskirin gvurois geshamim. When is one supposed to begin saying mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem? So you don't say it the whole year. You only say it during the rainy season. The question is, when is that? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says miyontiv harishoin shel chag. It is the first day of Sukkot. Stam Chag in Shas is Sukkot. Even though all Yomim Tovim are referred to as Chagim, but when Chazal used the word Chag, they were almost always referring to Sukkot. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, the first day of Chag, meaning the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua says, Miyom Tov HaAchrin Shel Chag, not the first day of Sukkot, but rather the last day of Sukkot, specifically Shmini Atzeres. Omeli Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Hoyol Ve'in HaKshomim Ela Simen Klol B'Chag, being that rain on Chag, on Sukkot itself, is a simen klal, lama hu masker. Why would he mention it? Now Rashi says, rain on Sukkot is a simen klal. Says Rashi, take a look in Masechta Sukkot, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says that if it rains on Sukkot, being that mitzdar is potem and asukkah, you now have to leave your sukkah. It's ke'eved shabo limzoi kois l'rabbi, v'shofach l'kita in alponav. It's like an eved that wants to serve his master, and his master tells him, thanks, but no thanks. I'm really not interested. You want to sit down in the sukkah, and Hashem says, I'm not interested in having you in the sukkah. So rain, even though it's always the epitome of bracha, but on sukkahs, because if it rains, you can't sit in a sukkah, it's considered a simen klala. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer that why would you mention mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem on sukkahs? On Sukkot, rain is not a good thing. It's actually the one time a year that it's a simen klala. So if it's a simen klala, lama hu masker? What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Instead, say it on Shmini Atzeres. Now, the first Tosfos in the Masechta says Shmini Atzeres. I thought that's also a Gemara. The Gemara says Meisav Yasfinon Bruchi Lo Mevrachinon. You're supposed to sit in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres as well. Says Tosfos, that's true. Only in Chutz Laaretz, only Midrabanan, but of course Midairaisa, you're not supposed to sit in a sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit in a sukkah. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem, you want to mention on sukkahs, if rain is a simen klal on sukkahs, Lamhu Mask. I'm only Rabbi Eliezer told him, Afani Lo Yamarti Lishal, I didn't say you should ask for rain, Ela Lahasker. I just said you should mention rain. Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem, Be'oinasa, in its proper time. And I think this is the proper time. Meaning, I agree, you don't say the same Talmud Matal of Racha on sukkahs. You don't ask for rain on Sukkot, but you're allowed to be masker shvachay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he makes it rain. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Imkein, if you're telling me that what's the big deal mentioning it, then loilam yehe masker. Then shouldn't you always be masker it? Meaning then that's something that you should do the whole year. You see that we don't say mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem the whole year, even though all it is a haskara. But we limit it to the time that it's the most appropriate. So based on that, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a good thing when it rains. Sukkot, in fact, it's a simen klala, and if it's a simen klala, I don't think you should mention it. Says the Gemara, Ein shaylen asak shomim, ela samach l'kshomim. So, we just mentioned machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, me'im asay maskirin gvuris k'shomim. That's mashav ruach u'mayr dageshem. What about the same talamot of l'vracha? So the Mishnah says cryptically, Ein shaylen asak shomim, we don't daven, we don't ask for rain, we don't say the same talamot of l'vracha, ela samach l'kshomim. What does that mean? We'll see that in the course of the paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda said, one final halacha, over l'fnei ateva b'yantav achin shel Chag. So Rabbi Yehuda is following up on Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem? On Shmini Atzeres. So said Rabbi Yehuda, when on Shmini Atzeres? Is it Shmini Atzeres Shachris or is it Shmini Atzeres Musaf? So Rabbi Yehuda said, if you're the Baal Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achroin Masker. If you're the last Baal Tefillah, meaning you're the Baal Musaf, then you should say it Harishim, but if you're the Baal Shachris in a masker, you shouldn't say Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. How long do you say Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem? Meaning, when do you shift from Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem to either Amarid Atal or Nusach Ashkenaz, not say anything? So it's Pesach. When Pesach? The first day Pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda continued and said, Beyontif Harishon Shel Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, Harishon, the Baal Shachris, Maskir, he continues to say, Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. Ha'achrin, the Baal Musaf, Eine Maskir, he stops saying Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you start saying Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem on Shmini Atzeres, you start saying it Musaf Shmini Atzeres, and you say it up until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Meaning, when do you bench Tal? That's also Musaf the first day of Pesach. Regardless, Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, as it relates to when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the first day of Sukkot. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda explained, not just Shmini Atzeres, but it's Musav of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara is going to bring a brice on Amid Beis, where the Gemara is going to mention a whole bunch of other shittas, and that's going to really take us into tomorrow's daf. But for now, we have the Mishnah, which mentions two shittas, and of course, not a lot of suspense here. We know who we paskin like. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We almost always paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And that's why the Minig Yisrael is that we bench Geshem. We start saying Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem on Shmini Atzeres. When Shmini Atzeres, Musaf, and when do we bench Tal? Shmini Atzeres, Musaf of the first day of Pesach, exactly the way it was laid out in our Mishnah. Zok de Gemara, Tana Hecha Koi, Diktani Me'emasai. So the Mishnah began, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuras Kisham. When do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem? So afraid to Gemara. Who said anything about Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem? Right? Shouldn't we first be introduced to the concept? You know, there's a halacha called Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. Okay, nice. Now, Me'emasai Maskirin, when are you supposed to start saying it? So afraid to Gemara, that's not what the Tana of the Mishnah did. Tana Mishnah mentioned a word about Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. The last Masechta we learned was Rosh Hashanah, and the last thing we were talking about was Tkir Shaifer. So we somehow went from Tkir Shaifer to Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuris Kisham. So afraid to Gemara, Tana Hechot Koi, Diktani Me'emasai. And by the way, if that line sounds familiar, it's the opening line in Talmud Bavli. Me'emasai Kerne Shema Ba'arvin. Fake the Gemara. Tana Hecha Koi Diktani Me'emasai. Who said anything about Kriyishma? This is the first line in Shas. And we're already talking about Me'emasai. You start Shas with Akasha. But that's how you start. You start with a statement, and then we ask Akasha. Right, definitely some foreshadowing of what was to come when we started learning Daf Yomi. But regardless, Fate Gemara, Tana Hecha Koi Diktani Me'emasai. Another similarity between our Mishnah and the first Mishnah in Shas is Rabbi Eliezer, right? The first Tana mentioned in Shas is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuris Kisham and Rabbi Eliezer. So we start with Me'emasai, Rabbi Eliezer, Tana Hecha Koi, Diktani Me'emasai. Feels like a fresh start here. But regardless, Okti Gemara, Tana Hasam Koi. The Tana is referring to the following Mishnah. Diktani, a Mishnah Masechtas Brachis, Daf Mamed Gimel Amed Aleph, Maskirin Gvuris Kishamim. Betchias Ameisim. You start saying Gvurois Geshamim Betchias. You say Gvurois Geshamim Betchias Ameisim. So you mention Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem in the Bracha Mechayim Meisim. Shoyim Bebrachas Hashanim. And we say the same Talmud of Bracha in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. Vahavdala. And we say Atochein Antanu Bechayne Nadas. Oh, so there's a Mishnah already. It's a Mishnah, albeit a Mishnah that we learned a very long time ago. Brachas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah mentions Mashav Ruach Amarid Hashem. Now it just said Maskirin Gvurois Geshamim Betchias Ameisim, but doesn't say when exactly you're supposed to start. So our Mishnah is really following up on that Mishnah, and it says, oh, we learned in Brachas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Maskirin Gvuris Geshamim Betchias Ameisim, Frekta Mishnah Me'emasai. So the Gemara says, V'lisni Hasan, I mean, it's I hear. It's true, it's a good answer. We did mention this once before, but that was a very, very long time ago. So L'chura, if this Mishnah is referring back to that Mishnah, we have a very long hefsek that we need to explain. So Mishnah de Shafke Adacha. So why would we have waited almost 2 years to ask this question? There has to be a pshat. Ella Tana Mei Rosh Hashanah. So it can't be that this Mishnah is referring back to Brachas Lamed Gimel. Rather, it's referring to something that we learned a little bit more recently. And what is that? A Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amid Aleph. The time we learned in the Mishnah, B'chag Nidoinim Alamayim. The Mishnah said, Barba Prakim Oilam Nidoin. Rosh Hashanah, that's the grace of Yom Adin, Echa B'Tishrei, but Pesach is a Yom Adin, and Shavuos is a Yom Adin, and Sukkot is a Yom Adin. And what Sukkot is a Yom Adin for? U'bechag Nidoinin al Hamayim. It's the Yom Adin for Mayim, for rain. Parnasa, says the Gemara, Va'aydi detana u'bechagni doinam alamayim. So we have a Mishnah that says bechagni doinam alamayim. We're talking about rain. Tana. So we're on the topic of rain. We know there's something called Mashav Ruach Omeri Dagashem. The Mishnah mentioned it in Brachas Lamed Gimel. Nu me'im esay maskirin gvuris kishamim. So from when do we start saying gvuris kishamim? When do we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Omeri Dagashem? Now Rashi speaks out that this is also a little bit dachuk, because that Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Tazayinam and Aleph, we didn't learn it 2 years ago, but we learned it 3 weeks ago. There was still a hefsek between that Mishnah and this Mishnah. But Rashi says that didn't bother the Gemara so much. You know why? Because at the very least, it's in the same Seder. They're both in Seder Moed. Bechagni doinam alamayim. It's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, which is in Seder Moed. Me'imasai maskir and gvuris kishamim is also Seder Moed. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Tainis. So being that they're both in Seder Moed, so therefore, it's acceptable. This is okay. But to tell me that Me'imasai Maskir and Gvuris Kishamim is referring to Brachas Lamed Gimel, Mesechtes Brachas is in Seder Zeraim. It's in a whole different Seder in Shas. So to say that the Mishnah in Seder Moed is asking a question as a follow-up for a Mishnah in Seder Zeraim, that's already pushing it. That's already Dachuk, and therefore must be the Me'imasai is referring back to the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says, U'bichag nidoinam alamai. Freik the Gemara, a technical question. So the Mishnah said, Me'emasai maskirin gvurois kishamim. When do we start mentioning the strength of rain? Really, it could have simply said, Me'emasai maskirin gishamim. So the Gemara says, V'listni me'emasai maskirin alak shamim. My gvurois kishamim. What does gvurois kishamim mean? What does that word gvura mean? And why are we inserting it over here? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, V'pnei yardam gvur. The word gvur is very appropriate to use when you talk about rain, because when it rains, there's a certain gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's manifest, because rain comes with gvura, and therefore we use the word gvura. Shenemar, and there's a makar to this. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring four different psukim, and it's from the cheshbon that the Gemara is going to make that this will all make sense. The pasuk says, Oysa gedoylois ve'ein cheker, Niflois adein misman. This is a pasuk in Iyov Perek Hey. So the pasuk says, Oise gedoylois ve'ein cheker, Niflois adein misman. The word we need from this pasuk is cheker. V'ksiv, the pasuk also says, Anoise matar al pnei eretz, V'shnoileach mayim al pnei chutzos. Says cheker in the first pasuk. The next pasuk is talking about rain. So Gemara says, my mashma, where do you see anything about gvura and rain? Amar Abba Bar Shelo, no. There's a second part to this. Asya cheker, cheker mibriyasa shalom. We have Xer Shava, the word cheker that it says here in Iyov in the context of rain, and the word cheker that it says by briyasa shalom. Ksivach says over here, Zgdal Zanin cheker. Viksivhasim, and it says vir. This is Yeshayo. Haloyo datum, lo shamata, lake, yodam Hashem, boirik tsoisa oretz, lo yiaf, lo yiga, in cheker litfunasa. That pasuk is describing briyasa oilam, and it also uses the word cheker. Okay. Viksiv, mechin horim the kaichoi, neza begvura. Then when a Kodesh Baruch created the world, he used Gvura. So it says Cheker in the context of rain. It says Cheker in the context of Briyas HaOilam. Briyas HaOilam was Bigvura. Mechin Harim Bekoichai Neza Bigvura. Rain has therefore to do with Gvura as well. And that's why the Mishnah mentions Me'emasai Maskirin Gvurat Ksham. It's just a chazr, because this could be a little confusing. So we have four psukim that are really the makar to this idea that gvura is an appropriate adjective when describing rain. The pasuk says, Oise gedoylois ve'ein cheker neflois adein misper. We have the word cheker. The very next pasuk says, Hanoise mater al pnei aretz. So rain and cheker come together. It also says cheker by Briyas HaOilam. Halo yodato im lo yishamato likei oilam Hashem boirei ha'aretz. The Eibusha created the world. Lo yiv lo yiga in cheker litfunasoi. And Hashem created the world with gvura. Meichen harim b'koichen, neza b'gvura. Cheker, rain, Briyas HaOilam, cheker, gvura. So if gvura is associated with Briyas HaOilam, then gvura is associated with rain as well. And that's why the Tanya of the Mishnah said, Me'emasai maskir and gvura is k'sham. Says gvura and tefillah. Okay. How do you know at all that there's a concept of even mentioning rain in tefillah? Shemai Nesra is tefillah. Who said tefillah and rain have anything to do with each other? The Tanya, it's a braisa. Lahavas Hashem aleikeichem ulaavde b'chol avavchem. Eizo hi avoyde shehi b'leiv heve'oimer zu tefillah. So when it says in the Torah, ulaavde b'chol avavchem, what does that mean? It means tefillah. V'ksiv basrei, and it says right afterwards, v'nasati mitar artzachem b'ito yoyre u'malkosh, which is of course rain. So you see that there's a connection between rain and between tefillah. V'hoyim shemaya tishmu la'havas Hashem aleikechem ula'avde b'chol avavchem. Tfila is avoyde shebelev, because the ikur of tfila is really kavana. And right afterwards, finasati mitar artzechem be'ita. Incidentally, it's yodua. We're not going to talk about this now, but be'ezus Hashem, it will be a related raid bite. There's machloikis Rambam and Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to daven, or there's no mitzvah saseh deiraisa to daven. The Rambam shita is that tfila is a mitzvah saseh deiraisa. The Ramban in his asogas on the Rambam sefer on mitzvahs disagrees. He says there's no mitzvah deiraisa to daven. The Ramban says there is a mitzvah deiraisa to daven during certain times. For example, if a person's in an Esara, or on Yontif maybe, there are times where there is a mitzvah deiraisa. But on a regular day, the Ramban holds there's no mitzvah deiraisa to daven. What is tefillah then? Says the Ramban, it's a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's a tool that we have that we're able to communicate with Him, that we're able to daven. But it's not a chiyuv, it's not an obligation. According to the Rambam, tefillah is a deiraisa. This Gemara is definitely, at first glance, a makar to the Rambam Shita. La'haves Hashem le'keichem u'la'avdei b'chol le'vavchem, eza hi avoydash hi belev, hevei oimezu tefillah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. La'avdei b'chol le'vavchem is tefillah. The point is, at first glance, this Gemara would seem to be a makar to the Rambam. There's other Gemaras that would seem to be makaris to the Rambam. The Shittas Ramban is a very big chiddush, and really the Ramban already says that all these different Gemaras that would seem to suggest that Tfilas Deiraisa must be Asmachtos. The Ramban has his own set of Gemaras that are mashma, that Tfilas Derabanan, one other knech before we go weiter. It's the flaw in Panim Yafes on this pasuk. La'havas Hashem aleikechem ulavdei b'chol avavchem. So what does it mean? La'avdei? Es Hashem aleikechem. What is it referring to? It's referring to tefillah. La'avdei b'chol avavchem is tefillah. The pasuk continues and says, b'chol avavchem uv'chol nafshechem. So b'chol avavchem means you should daven b'chol avavchem with kavana. What does b'chol nafshechem mean? So he says, pshat, based on the Gemara Masechtis, Brachas Daf Yoram and Alf, a Gemara we talked a lot about recently, where the Gemara says, the story with Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yeshaya HaNavi, afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavari shal adam, al yimna atzmei min arachim. So the flaw in Panim Yafis and Parashas Ekev said, that's the Oisfer. La'ovde b'chol avavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. B'chol nafshechem, like Rabbi Akiva said, v'yahavtas Hashem le'kech b'chol avavcho v'chol nafshecho. Kol yomei ha'yisi mitztar, mosai yovoi li'yodi v'akaymenu. Rabbi Akiva always wanted to be mekayim this pasuk, u'v'chol nafshecho, that he's going to love Hashem, even if it means taking my life away. So says the haflo, what does b'chol nafshechem mean? Gun to your head. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to daven. U'la'ovdoi. B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Al tisyayish min arachamim. Afilu cherev chadam u'naches al tzavari shalodom. Al yimna atzmei min arachamim. Says the hafla is merumis in this pasuk. Zok the Gemara Vayta. And this next Gemara is a classic. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Gimu mafteches b'yodei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shal yimsu Rebbe Shliach. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that he never gave over to a shliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shluchim. Different malachim that are in charge, the mamuna on different things. But there's three keys that Hashem never handed over to a shliach. V'eluhem. Mafteach shal gshamim, the key to rain. Mafteach shal chaya, childbirth. Umafteach shal tchias ames. Mafteach shal gshamim. How do you know the mafteach of rain was never handed over? The chesiv the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lecha es oitzorei hatoiv es hashamayim losis mitar artzacha beitoi. Yiftach Hashem lecha. Hashem does this by himself. Mafteach shal chaya. How do you know mafteach of chaya? The chesiv vayisker lekim es rochel vayishma eleh. Elikim, vayiftach es rachema. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was peseach the rechem of Rachel. Mafteach shal tchias ha-meisim yinayim. Dechsevi yedatik p'ani Hashem bepischi es kivroi seichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself am going to open up the kvarim. B'marav ha-amri in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, af mafteach shal parnasa. That there's a fourth key, and that's the mafteach of parnasa. Dechsev peseach es yodecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand, umaspia l'chol chai rotzen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my time like kachashav lo. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan mention it? Amalacha, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, gshamim hainu parnasa. Because he held that the mafteich of parnasa is really included in the mafteich of gshamim. They're one and the same. So once we mention that the mafteich of gshamim wasn't handed over to a shliach, so included in that is the fact that the mafteich of parnasa was also not handed over to a shliach. So this Gemara is often quoted. It's an absolute classic. Gimel mafteichos biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo nimsru biyad shliach. So just to stop for a second, Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph asks Akasha. He says, is that true? If you learn Nach, you know that Elio had the mafteach of Gshamim. Elio told Achav, we're going to learn the pasuk in the coming dafin, that it's not going to rain unless I say so. As if to say, Elio Anavi was somehow holding the keys of rain, and he was going to determine whether it's going to rain or whether it's not going to rain. Elio made Tchias HaMesim. Elisha performed Tchias HaMesim. So Frank Tysus, what's going on over here? Then Toimav Amrin, and the Maftech shall Gshomim Nimsar and Elio. The Chaim Maftech shall Tchias HaMesim. The Chaim LaElisha, the Chsiv HaYoim Elio, Chai Hashem, the Goymer. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that Gimel Maftecha is Biyodet Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalai Nimsar Biyad Shliach, the Maftech of Shamim and the Maftech of Tchias HaMesim, we find were handed over to Nevi'im. So Tosfos says, "V'yesh loymar the hadikah amash shloim nimsru l'shliach." This that the Gemara says that these Maftechs weren't given to a shliach. Any rotzal loymar shloim nimsru me'ayolam. It doesn't mean it was never given to a shliach. Dashal Tchias HaMesim v'shal Shamim nimsru. You see, they were given. Elo loy nimsru l'shliach liyos lo'olam mimuna aleim. So temporarily, Hashem told Elio, "You can have this. You're going to have to give it back to me. You can hold on to it for a little while. Then tell Achav whatever you have to." Tell him. But at the same time, I'm going to ask for it back. As opposed to the other Maftechas, where Hashem will appoint the Memunah, and this Memunah is going to be the Bailam, he's going to be in charge, and it's given to him in a more permanent sense, not so temporarily. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sholish Maftechas, Hainu, Shloi Nimtzeru L'Shliach Echad B'Yachad. Rashi says, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, Sholish Maftechas Lo Nimtzeru B'Yad Shliach? Hashem never will take the three maftechos and give them to one person. So the Hagoy Sabach, it's Ois Zayin, says, Nimtza Betzidai, the Kokashale Kushyas Atoisvis. So most Hagoy Sabachs and Shas, the Bach is editing the Gemara. It's rare that the Bach says a Shtickle Torah. Now we know who the Bach was. The Bach is the Bach. He's the Pirish on the Torah. Tshuvas from the Bach. But the Hagoy Sabach was written exclusively as Haggais. He's just editing the Gemara. There were different ksavim floating around once upon a time, and the Bach made it in Avodas HaKodesh. For generations like this, we'll be able to sort out and to know which ksav to use. But over here, he says a shtickle Torah. He says, why did Rashi say this? Rashi says, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, Sholosh Maftechas Shloi Nimsru B'Yad Shliach, Hainu Shloi Nimsru L'Shliach Echad B'Yachad. No one person ever had all three Maftechas. You know why Rashi said it, said the Bach? Because Rashi was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. How could you tell me Gimel Maftechas La Nimsru B'Yad Shliach? Elio Toichiach. Elisha Toichiach. Oh, you know what the Teretz is? Elio had one Maftech. Maybe even had two Maftechas. But he didn't have all three. And what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, there's no one person that's going to be able to have all three. So Tosfos Teretz is that Ba'akroi Ba'alma, sometimes someone will be able to have a key. What Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was, you're not getting it in the sense that this is your job and you're free to handle and do whatever you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu micromanages these three things, and that's what it means. Gimel Maftechas Loi Nimsru B'Yad Shliach. As it relates, however, to Rashi said, no, that's not what it means. What it means is Gimel Maftechas Loi Nimsru L'Adam Echad. But Enochinami could be one Maftech that could be given to a person, and really, that's what this means. The Mesilas Yesharim, at the very, very end of Mesilas Yesharim. So we know the Mesilas Yesharim was written by the Ramchal, and it was written based on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, it's Braisa, which is quoted in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, so he goes through all the different madrigos of Avodas Hashem, starting from the beginning, right, Machoy Vasei Ba'ilamoy, and then he starts with the Mida of Srizos and Zehirus and etc., going through all the madrigos. What's the highest level that a person could achieve in Avodas Hashem? So the Mesilas Yesharim refers to it as Kedusha. He says the highest level a person can achieve is Kedusha. And the Mesilas Yesharim describes what Kedusha is. Kedusha is that a person can become so Kadosh that he literally becomes like to the point where he becomes like a Mizbeach. Kayhanim Oichlim Ubailam Mischaprim. And he literally takes on levels of Kedusha that you can't even fathom that a human being should be able to have. How does that work? So he says, because Kedusha means Dveikus BaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person can become so Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever that he's shaykh to certain inyonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply through his Dveikus BaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, this is the second to last paragraph in Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. He says that a remez l'dover zeh is the Gemara says in Tainas Daf Beis, Sholich Maftechas Lein Nimsru B'Yad Shliach, Freg Toisviz and Rashi, they were all bothered with the obvious kasha. What about Elio? What about Elisha? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, the Teretz is, Sholich Maftechas Lein Nimsru, Hashem won't take the Maftech and give it over to someone. somebody else. But a person can become so dovik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can become so dovik in his shayrish, in his neshama, that he can somehow tap in to the gimel maftechais that will like nimsur b'yad shliach. It's not nimsur l'shliach. That's not what's going on. It's not nimsur b'yad shliach. But there's a dveikus. That's what's happening. And the dveikus is so fast that a person can literally come to that point. So the Mesilas Yesharim says there's no Gemara in the entirety of Shas and Bavli and Yerushalmi and Brises and Tiseftas that bring out the point of what a person can achieve more than this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gimel Maftechas Leinimsur B'Yad Shliach, yet Elio and Elisha, they were able to somehow tap in. You know why? Because they came to such a level of Kedusha that through the Madrega of Kedusha, something that really is Leinimsur B'Yad Shliach, they got a Shaychas to. And the Mesilas Yesharim says it's related to the concept of Dveikus Bashem, that through Dveikus, they were somehow able to tap in to these Shalosh Maftechas. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Mishnah said, Me'emasai maskirin gvuris gesham machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, Me'yantiv arishin shalchag. Rabbi Yeshua said, Me'yantiv acharin shalchag. Iboy lohu. So the Gemara has a shaylo. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer that says that you start saying Mashav Ruach Lamari Dageshem on the first day of Sukkot. Mehecha Gamrla. What was his source to this? How did he know that? Milulav Gamrla or Minisan Chamayim Gamrla? And the Gemara has two choices. Did he learn it from Lulav or did he learn it from Nisan Chamayim? Lulav is a mitzvah that we do on Sukkot. Ulakachtam Lechem B'yayim Arishayim. And there's a mitzvah of Lulav. Nisuch HaMayim is also a mitzvah that was done on Sukkot. Also a mitzvah de Reis. It was only done in the Beis HaMikdash. It was done at the time that the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought, but there was water that was poured on the Mizbech. And the Gemara is not sure how Rabbi Eliezer knew that there's some association between Maskirin Gvuris Geshamim, Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, and the first day of Sukkot. And the Gemara thinks he thought he came up with it either because he felt that Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem has to do with Lulav, or it has to do with Nisuch HaMayim. Either way, it's going to end up in the same place. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuris Geshamim, Me'yantav Harishin Shalchak. But the Gemara says, did he learn it from Lulav, or did he learn it from Nisuch HaMayim? And the Gemara says, Me Lulav Gamala. Did he learn it from Lulav? Now, if he learned it from Lulav, then we would argue, Ma Lulav Bayoim, Afaskara Bayoim. Lulav is taken during the day. Ulakachtam Lachem Bayoim Harishin. So it's only during the day. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when would you start saying Mashvuch Merid Hashem? During the day. The first day of Sukkot. Or did he learn it from Nisuch HaMayim? And if that's the case, man Nisuch HaMayim me'urta. Just like Nisuch HaMayim was done at night, the Amar Mar, because we learned umin chasim and eskem afilu balaylu, you're able to bring the nechsochim even at night. Af haskar me'urta. Maybe you should start saying Mashav Ruach Merid Hashem not during the day, the first day of Sukkot, but rather the night before, the first night of Sukkot. That's when you would start saying Mashav Ruach Merid Hashem. So the Gemara has a shaila. Rabbi Eliezer says you start saying Mashav Ruach Merid Hashem the first day of Sukkot. Is it during the day or is it already the night before? What's the Talian? Did he learn it from Lulav or did he learn it from Nisuch HaMayim? If he learned it from Lulav, Lulav is by day, you would start saying by day. If he learned it from Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaMayim is at night, then this would be done at night as well. Now the truth is, Nisuch HaMayim, just to be clear, was done during the day. It wasn't done at night. But the Gemara says that Chazal say umin chasim in eskeim afilu balayla. So being that you could do it even at night, so based on that, you would think that Nisuch HaMayim has shayches tonight. Has shayches tonight. Maybe you should say Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem by night as well. Now this drasha that the Gemara says umin chasim in eskeim afilu balayla is really referring to the Nisuch HaYayin. Those were the primary nesach. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But those were the primary nesachim that were brought when a carbon tzibah was brought. So there was Nisuch HaYayin, there was wine that was poured in the Mizbeach. That's when the Levim used to sing Shira, because Ein Adam Shar Shira Elo Mitoch Simcha, and Yayin is Mesameach Elekim Va'anashim. And that's when the Shira would take place. And there's a halacha that if you bring a carbon, you have to bring Nesachim, and the Nesachim can be brought even at night. So the Gemara is assuming if you could bring the Nisuch HaYayin at night, you could also bring the Nisuch HaMayim at night. So even though the Katchila, that's not when you're supposed to do it, but the Eved, you could do it at night. So for the Eved, you could do it at night. That's why the Gemara thinks that if Rabbi Eliezer learned it from Nisuch HaMayim, you'd be able to, or you should start saying Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, not during the day, but you should start saying Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem by night. But Rashi says that there was girses and different kisveyah that didn't have that line. The Amar Maru min chasim in eskeim afilu balayla. That line was omitted. And Rashi says, I think those Kisveyad, those versions of the Talmud Bavli thought that the Gemara is tzad, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should be able to do Nisach HaMayim at night, has nothing to do, that you should say Mashvur Chamayim at night, has nothing to do with the fact that you could do Nisach HaMayim at night, but it has to do with the preparation of the water. And Rashi quotes a Gemara in Sukkah Nun Aleph that they used to start preparing the water the night before. And because they started preparing the water the night before, so you see that the avoid of Nisach HaMayim started at night, not the actual pouring, no. The actual Nisach happened during the day, but they used to start preparing. But either way, Nisach HaMayim has shaychus to Laila. So if he learned it from Lulav, it would be during the day. If he learned it from Nisach HaMayim, there would be even by night. So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Amr Rabbavo said, Loi lomda Rabbi Eliezer elemi Lulav. Rabbavo said that you want to know how Rabbi Eliezer knew this halacha? He learned it from Lulav. Okay, so if he learned it from Lulav, then it has to be during the day. And you would start saying, Mash Baruch HaMayim Dagashim, not the first night, but rather the first day. So the Gemara says, Igad Amri, some say Rabbavo Gemara Gamrala. Had Rabbavo know this? He knew it, the Messiah, he had a tradition. Some say, Masnisa Shmile. He knew it from a brisa. Maihi, what's this brisa? So this brisa is going to take us now until the end of today's daf. Tomorrow's daf is going to pick up with a little bit of a deep dive into this brisa. But for now, we're just going to go through the brisa and then we'll revisit it a little more carefully tomorrow. So the Gemara says, what is this brisa, the Tanya we learned in a brisa? When are you supposed to start saying Masha V'ruach HaMari Dagashem? Now, we always say that the brises and the Mishnayos very often are saying the same halachas, albeit with different language. The Mishnah was written B'Lashon Ktzara, and the brises are a little lengthier, and therefore so much of what we do when we learn Gemara is we're trying to understand the Mishnah, and we bring brises to help us out with clues so that we'll understand the subject matter a little bit better. This brisa is a much longer brisa than the Mishnah. So sometimes the difference between the Mishnah and the brisa is a subtlety, and the difference between one brisa and another brisa could be one word, and it makes a world of a difference in the sugya. But this brisa, as we'll see, is a long brisa that really discusses the topic of our Mishnah, and that is Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuris Gisham. When do you start saying Masha Baruch Hamayda Gashem? So what's this long brisa? The Tanya Me'emasai Maskirin Alak Shamim. First of all, notice the brisa doesn't say Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuris Gishamim, but it just says Alak Shamim. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says Mishas Netilas Lulav. It's such a subtlety, but it's a difference, right? The Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Miyantiv Arishin Shalchag. But that left the Gemara unsure. He by Elohu. Did he learn it from Lulav, or did he learn it from Nisach HaMayim? Nafgamina. She is not saying at night, he starts saying it during the day. So look how the Braisa, with one word, just changes everything. Mishas Netilas Lulav. Oh, it's clear. It's Milulav Gamrla. If it's Mishas Netilas Lulav, you're going to start during the day. You're not going to do it the night before. Rabbi Shua says, Mishas Hanachasa. It's from when you put the Lulav down. Now, there's a big shiloh what this means. Rashi says, when do you put the Lulav down? On the seventh day of Sukkot. So it sounds a little bit like, when would you start saying Mashavro Chamayi Degashim according to Rabbi Yeshua? On the seventh day of Sukkot. That would be inconsistent with what Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, Miyantifa Achrin Shulchag, which means not the seventh day of Sukkot, but rather means Shmini Atzeres. So the truth is, it's a Shiloh, what Rashi means. There's a Haggah here from Rabbi Tzalul Miranshberg. He was one of the Gdolim in Prague, one of the Talmidim of the Noid of Yehuda. He has Haggahs and some Mesechtes and Shas. And on the side of the Gemara, he says that he believes, and he brings a Rai from the Marsha, that Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshua didn't mean Mishas Hanachasai, that the day you put it down, that's when you're supposed to start saying Mashav Ruach HaMayim Dagashem. But rather what he meant was Mishas Netilasai, Mishas Hanachasai, for when you put it down, afterwards you start saying. Now when do you actually put down the Lulav? Now when do we put down the Lulav? After davening, Hashanah Rabbah, we finished davening and we put away the lulav. But once upon a time, there was a minig, the Anshei Yerushalayim, they would hold the lulav the whole day. So when really did they put it down? They put it down, Mamish Ben Ashmoshes, Shkir Rabbeinu Tam, as Shmini Atzeres is being ushered in. So really, Rabbi Yeshua then is saying what he said in the Mishnah. What he's saying, when are you supposed to start doing it? You're supposed to start saying it, Shmini Atzeres. Again, we'll see more about this tomorrow. Rabbi Eliezer said, again, what do we have in this brisa? Machlik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but in different language. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Mishas Netilas Lulav. Rabbi Yeshua says it's Mishas Hanachasai. And let's assume that it's the same Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishas Net, when do you take the Lulav? The first day of Yontif. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yeshua Yehuda says it's really Shmini Atzeres. Mishas Hanachas. When do you put the lulav down? You put it down. Mamish Samuch to Shmini Atzeres. So Rabbi Eliezer goes and he says, Hayuv Arbas Minim Alolu Inban Leratzos Alamayim. Being that the whole purpose of the Dalad Minim is Leratzos Alamayim. What's the purpose of Dalad Minim? To be Meratza, to make it rain. Ukeshem Shabbat Minim Alolu Yaf Shabbat Leimayim. And just like the Dalad Minim need water, these are things that they grow. They need rainwater. Nu Kachi Yaf Shalom Elam Leimayim. So too, the world needs water, and that's why the time that you take the Dal Minim is a very appropriate time to start talking about rain. Because this connection, the similarity between rain and between the Dal. Amalei Rabbi Shua told him, V'alei G'shamim B'chag Eni Ela Simim Klala. He told him in the Brice exactly what he told him in the Mishnah. What do you mean? Rain on Yantiv is a Simim Klala. Amalei Rabbi Leizer, B'lez told him, Afani Leimati L'Shael L'Hasker. All I said was, give it a shout out. I didn't say, ask for it. U'Kashem Shetchias HaMeiskin Masker Kol HaShana Kula. And here we have again. It's a little wordier. See, here Rabbi Eliezer doubles down. He tells Rabbi Shua, tell me, Tchias HaMeisim. We mentioned it the whole year. Tein de Elab Esmana, but it's going to happen whenever it's going to happen. Kach Maskrin, Vurus Kajam, Kol HaShana. Tein de Elab Esmana. Even though not every day is a time of Geshem, but it doesn't mean you can't mention the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes it rain. Said, so Amalei, Tein de Elab Esmana, Tefikah Chembala Hasker, Kol HaShana Gula Masker. So therefore, if you want to do it the whole time, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said, I hold Misha Shem Mafsik L'Sheila Kach Mafsik L'Haskala. So Rebbe comes in and he says, you want to know when you stop mentioning Masha Baruch Amar L'Gashem. So far we're talking about when you start saying Masha Baruch Amar L'Gashem. But he's saying, you want to know when you stop mentioning it, it's the same time you stop asking for it. The same time that you stop asking for it, that's when you stop mentioning. Okay. Rabbi Yudah Ben Seira now is a third Shita. He says, B'sheni B'chagu Masker. You know when you start saying Masha Baruch Amar L'Gashem, not the first day like Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Eliezer, not the last day like Rabbi Yeshua, but rather it's the second day. Rabbi Kiva said, B'shishu B'chagu Masker. It's on the sixth day of Sukkot. Interesting. If someone's diamond for the yom, the last day of Sukkot, midik shemini atzeres, achrim masker, the Baal Musaf mentions it. Rishon ain't a masker, but the Baal Shachris doesn't mention. Biyantav Rishon shal Pesach, and how long does he say it? If you're davening for the yom, it's Shachris on Pesach, ain't a masker, you don't mention it. But the Baal Musaf, he's already, meaning the Baal Shachris is going to mention Mashav Ruch Amar L'Gashem, and the Baal Musaf, he's going to shift over to Moirid Atal, says the Gemara. Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. At first glance, Rabbi Eliezer seems to have told Rabbi Yeshua something very good. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, how could you mention Mashav Ruch Amar L'Gashem on Sukkot? Rain on Sukkot is a Simen Klala. So what Rabbi Eliezer told him? That's only bezmana, and still you mention it. So just because it's not bezman doesn't mean you're not mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Eliezer is saying good." I'm Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is going to tell you. Bishlam et Chias Hameisim Masker. I understand why you would mention Chias Hameisim. The kuli yoyim bezmanehu, because it's always, hopefully, the time that Chias we hope today there's going to be Chias Hameisim. So even though it's not necessarily going to be today, but it could be today, the kuli yoyim is man, elik shomim kolim is dasmin is man, hayu, but you can tell me, is it always this man of kshomim vatanan, yotza, nisan, viyardu, kshomim, simen klolim, you see there are times that it's a simen klolim when it rains, shenemar, haloik tzir chitim hayoyim v'goymer, so we're going to stop here, because from here, the Gemara is going to start analyzing, really in detail, this braisa. But what do you see from this braisa? One thing. You see from here that Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar L'Gashem, you start saying it B'yontif HaRishon Shel Chag. What is it related to? It's related to the Dalad Minim. That's what it's related to. So being that it's related to the Dalad Minim, it's connected to the Dalad Minim, L'may Nafgamino, you're going to say it during the day. You're not going to say it at night. So the Masechta began with a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Me emasai maskirin gvurois geshamim. When do you start saying Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem? Rabbi Eliezer said the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said you start saying it on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara had an ibaya. Rabbi Eliezer that said the first day of Sukkot. Is it because of the fact that we take Dalad Minim? He feels there's a connection between Dalad Minim and between Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem, or maybe it's related to the Nisuch HaMayim. L'may Nafgamina, do you start during the day, do you start at night? Rabbi Vo said he meant Lulav. How do you know that? The Gemara said, some say he had a Messiah, others said that he knew a Braisa. Which Braisa? A very long Braisa that goes into much greater detail as it relates to the whole concept of Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem. Now, what would be the connection between Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem and Lulav? So the Braisa said, Hoyul varbas minam halolu einon bon elo liratzoi salamayim. Because the Dalad Minim, the purpose of the Dalad Minim is liratzoi salamayim. U'kishem sha'arba minam halolu i'efshe behem aloimayim. And not just that, Dalminim themselves need Mayim, so therefore there's a connection between Dalminim and Mayim, and that's why you would say Mashav Ruach Merid Hageshem Dafka at this point. Now the truth is, where do you find that the Dalid Minim are Bolu Ratzei Salamayim? What's the makar to this? Now we learned the Gemara together not very long ago. A Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah says Barba Prakam Olam Nidoin Ubechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Right on Sukkis Nidoinim Alamayim, and the Gemara brought a Brisa Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Mipnei Ma Amar Tov Review Amar BePesach. Why do you bring the Karmel Amar on Pesach? Mipnei Shah Pesach Zman Tfuah Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hivu Lefanei Amar Kidei Shetis Baruch Lechem Tfuah Mipnei Ma Amar Tov Shtei Alechem BaTzeres, because Atzeres is the Zman Peres Ilon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hivu Lefanei. Why do you have Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis? So we see there's a connection between Nisach HaMayim and rain. We do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis because we want Barucho in our rain. So therefore, do Nisach HaMayim. But that's Nisach HaMayim. Where do you find it by Lulav? So Rashi says it's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. So Rashi says. He says it's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Truth is, it's not a Mefurish Gemara Masechta Sukkah. But the Gemara does say a Masechta Sukkah in the context of the Nanuim. So the Braisa, the Gemara is discussing the Nanuim of a Lulav. And the Braisa compares it to the mitzvah of Tenufa that was done with the Shtei HaLechem. And the Shtei HaLechem, when the mitzvah of Tenufa was done, Rabbi Yochanan said, you were supposed to be Moilech Umevi, Mailo Umoirid. Moilech Umevi, Lemisha Arba Ruche Shaloi. Mailo Umoirid, Lemisha Shamayim Va'orat Shaloi. And then the Gemara added, and the Gemara said, Moilech Umevi, Kde Latzer Ruche Yisroiz. You're Moilech Umevi to hold back the Ruche Yisroiz, the bad, dangerous winds. Mailo Umoirid, Kde Latzer Tololim Roim. To somehow protect the world from all the bad do. The Gemara at the end says, "Amar Rava v'chein belulav." The same is true for lulav. So this is the Gemara that Rashi was referring to. That you see in this Gemara that there's a connection between the Dalet Minim, not rain, but Ruchos Rois, Mashav Ruach, and Tlolim Ron, Meirudatal, Meinyan Leinyan, but it's Inyan, it's Shaykh to rain as well. But this is where the Gemara says that there's some connection between Dalet Minim and between rain, and this is what the Gemara is referring to. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas, quotes from the Sefer HaPardes. Now, the Sefer HaPardes was written by Rashi. Rashi. And he wrote a Sefer HaPardes. This is in Simon Kuf Peites. And Rashi says, quote, "Kinda amrinon dalid minim elu meratzim alamayim kibirchas koyanim shal Yisrael." That's what Rashi says. That the Dalet Minim were Meratz Alamayim, the same way Birchas Koyanim were Meratz on Klal Yisrael. There's a connection between Birchas Koyanim and the Dalet Minim. So much so, Rashi adds, and Rashi says that a lulav has to be made up of 60 alim, has to have 60 leaves, connected the 60 letters in Birchas Koyanim. That there's a connection between Dalet Minim and between Birchas Koyanim. And the truth is, at first glance, it would seem to be Sisrei Torah, right? What is Birchas Koyanim have to do, what does it have to do with Dalet Minim? But I think the pshat isn't, this is not the raid bite, but just to mention this, I think the pshat is that, I think the pshat is, based on raid that we've spoken about in the past, and that is that when you say Birchas Koyanim, so in the Yehi Rotzon, we mention Yirotzon Mufanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai Shnetasa L'man Kedushas Chasodecha V'Goydol Rachamecha Pshutel Matar Hashem Chagodol Agibu V'Anoiro Ben Esrim Ushtayim Oisiois Hayoitzim En Apsukim Shal Birchas Koyanim. And then you're not supposed to, you just look, but you're not supposed to say you Amur Mipi Aaron Avon of Am Kedoshecha. So there's the first 22 letters of Birchas Koyanim is a Shem. It's one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shem that's Ben Esther Mushtaimois. It's made up of 22 letters. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Yavetz explains how the Shem Ben Esther Mushtaimois correlates based on Atbash and how it works out together with the first 22 letters of Birchas Koyanim. But either way, the first 22 letters of Birchas Koyanim is the Shem that's Ben Chav Beis Oisiyos. Now that Shem, Ben Chav Beis Oisiyos, the Chassam Sofer talks about in a few different places, he says it's the Shem of Parnassah. So that's the Shem of Parnassah. He says that was the side of the Ksoinus Pasim, and the Ksoinus Pasim was the ability somehow to be Mashpia Parnassah. And he says really as soon as Hashem as soon as Yaakov gave Yosef the Ksoinas Pasim, really at that point, Yosef had this unbelievable Koich of Parnassah. And in fact, Yosef who Amashber. Yosef was the one, Vayechalko Yosef, he's the one that was Mefarnes the whole world. There was a hunger. How did he get that? Because he had the Shem Ben Chav Beis Oisius. That's the Shem of Parnassah. And really, he would have had it right away. The reason he didn't have it right away is because there was Machloikis between Yosef and his brothers. And that's when the Chassam Sofer quotes the Shlach Kaddish. He says the epic line. He says, Machloikis. Achas doicha meya parnassos. One machloikis can mamish be doicha 100 different parnassos. And he says Yosef HaTzadik had the ksoinus pasim. He had the Shem ben Chav Beis Oisius. And based on that, he was ready to be the mashbir vayichalko Yosef. The problem is there was parnassos. There was machloikis. And machloikis achas doicha meya parnassos. He says that Yaakov added a hey to Yosef's name. Eidos be Yehoisev. And he says the word Yaakov and Yehoisev together is the same gematria of Geshem, Ayin Shom. Because that's the Shem of Chav Beis Oisius. It's the shame of Geshem. It's the shame of Parnassah. So I was thinking, Lefiz, that's beautiful. Because really, Birchas Koyanim is all about, it's the Shem ben Chav Beis Oisius. And it's about Parnassah. And that's what the Dalaminim are. It's Bolu Ratzis Alamayim. So it's very Gishmak. Does Meit Rashi maybe in Sefer HaParadis? He's saying, Kedamrinan, Dalin Minim Elum Ratzim alamayim, kin birchas koyanim shal Yisrael. Because the birchas koyanim shal Yisrael is also miratz alamayim. If you remember when we spoke out that Chassam Sofer, we said that that piece that he said was in the middle of a hesped that he gave on the Baal Atzei al Moigim. The Mayan HaChachma, he was one of the Gedoilim in the Tkuf of the Chassam Sofer, and he was gave a whole lengthy, heart-wrenching drasha about Parnassah and about rain, and the rest of the story, it said over from the Ein HaKlach of the Chassam Sofer that at that time there was a terrible hunger, and the Chassam Sofer wanted to be masker certain shemos that he thought would be able to make it rain, and the Chassam Sofer was being masker the shem Ben Chav Beis Oisius, Ayin Shom, the Kachava, and they bring that there was a Messiah by the Ein HaKlach of the Chassam Sofer, that whenever there was an Atziris Geshama, whenever there was a time where it wasn't raining, the sugyas that we're about to start learning in Masechet Tainis, they would take out this drasha of the Chassam Sofer in the original Ksaviad, and they would say it with a minion, and they saw Nisim Vineflois, often a Moifson would happen based on saying this, that there was somehow some shaykhis between the Parnassah and between this drasha that the Chassam Sofer said, but Birchas Koyanim is the Shem Ben Chav Beis Oisius, it's the Shem of Parnassah, and that's what Dalaminim is. That's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that the Dalaminim is Boleratzis, Alamayim, it brings rain, it brings Parnassah, it brings Shefa. So as a result, there's a connection. The Heinein Devrei Rashni, Dalaminim Elu, Miratzim Alamayim, Kibirchas Koyanim, Shal Yisrael. I think it's Meduya Ketev based on some of the raid that we spoke about in the past. Another hergish that just crossed my mind, and that is we spoke so much about the Dalad Minim representing the Shem Havaya, the Rakanti, and the Shem Yud Kevavke, and that's why you have to take the Esrog, you have to be Mechaber together with the Gimel Minim at the time in the Nanuim. This is Ray that we spoke a lot about when we learned Masechta Sukkah. There was one time that they used to say the Shem Havaya in the Beis HaMikdash, Kan Gadolon, of course, when he went Lufnai B'Lufnim, but also during Birchas Kayanim. So there seems to be a connection between the Dalad Minim and the Birchas Kayanim. That's a whole nother shmooze. But just to end and really start the Masechta with a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Chedushei Rebellio Gutmacher. He has a few Ha'aras on Masechta's Tainis, and the first Ha'ara is a Dover Nifla. So first of all, who is Rebellio Gutmacher? Rebellio Gutmacher was a Talmud Muvik of Reb Kiva Eger. He learned in Reb Kiva Eger's yeshiva. He was a tremendous Eloi. He learned there for 7 years. And he was known from the Gedolei HaTalmidim of Reb Kiva Eger. Later on in life, Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher became a Groisa Mekubel. He also became, I think, Chassidish. And he's someone that straddles very much both the Litvisha world and the Chassidisha world. So Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher in the Litvisha world is known as one of the greatest Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, one of the great Geonim of the 19th century. And in the Chassidisha world, he was also known as a Shtikler Rebbe, and certainly very, very much about Moifes. I once heard from Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita, he said that in Brist, they say a story that Soif Yomov, Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, he used to perform a lot of Moifesim. So if you read the bio on Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, it's a lot about the moifesim that he used to perform. See, he was a tremendous Baal moifes, and he was mamish doing things shalayka derech hatever. So it seems that the Rabbanim got together, they went to Reb Chaim Brisker, and they told Reb Chaim that, you know, ain't it from the greatest Talmidim from Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher, er macht offen a moifesim, this wasn't the Litvische Mahalach, and they wanted him to be moicha. That's what they told him. So Reb Chaim told him that when I was a little kid, I heard a story that There was once a chasana by one of the Talmidim, Rav Akiva Eger, and Rabbi Yo Gutmacher was there. All the Talmidim were there, and they were dancing. And when it came to Ketz and Meraktim, Lifnei Hakala, so Rabbi Yo Gutmacher started dancing, and he was mamish dancing in b'derech hafloga. He was mamish doing things that people don't usually do. And the Bochrim went, and they were moicha by Rabbi Akiva Eger. They said he was the biggest ilu. He was the Arisha b'chabura. And they told Rabbi Akiva Eger that hayatochen, that it's not covered at Torah. Rabbi Akiva Eger, you have to stop him. So Rabbi Akiva Eger said, quote, he said, what should I do? He has such a resichas haTorah that he's poshit, he can't control himself. No, there's nothing I could do. So Rabbi Chaim said, quote, Eine vashoin alf junge man, hat Rabbi Akiva Eger gesagt auf ihm, Oy reise komme raschebe. Du willst, dass er es genusse, er soll sich kennen einhalten. He says, what do you want him to do? Rabbi Akiva Eger said, als junger Mann, oy reise komme raschebe. He says, now, als der Älteren, you want him to control himself? This is the meis, was man sagt, dem Riss. That's who Rabbi Leo Gutmacher was. Rabbi Leo Gutmacher was a Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Akiva Eger, but mitzad sheni, he was a Rebbe, and he was a tremendous Baal Moifes. He straddled both worlds. So this svarim that we have, hard to find, but there's svarim that we have from Rabbi Yo Gutmacher Tshuvas, and there's four chalokim al Hashas. So there's a few ha'aras on Masechtas Tainis. We weren't zeichet to have all of them. The first ha'ara, he says, a davar nifla. Rashi, right in the beginning of the Masechta, the first Rashi, the Masechta began, me'im asay maskir and gvuris gesham. Zok Rashi. Sh'oimer mashav aruach u'mayrid ageshem. Ubi gemara mefarish taimah, amai kori le gvuris geshamim. So Rashi says, the gemara is going to explain why it's called gvuris geshamim. Should have said, me'im asay maskir and geshamim. Why is it called gvuris geshamim? And the gemara is going to answer the question. Mipnei she'yardim b'gvura. It's called gvuris geshamim because when it rains b'gvura. Sh'nemar oise gedoilois v'goimer. That's what Rashi says. So Rabbi Leo Gutmarach asked Akasha that most people wouldn't ask. And that is, he said, Rashi's explaining the Mishnah. And Rashi was bothered with something that he anticipated that if you're learning the Mishnah for the first time, may bother you as well. Meimasai maskirin kvuris geshamim. The Mishnah should have said, Meimasai maskirin geshamim. My kvuris geshamim. So Rashi answered the kasha. It's called kvuris geshamim, pnei sheyardim mikvura. And then Rashi quoted a pasuk, shenemar, oise gedoilois v'goymer. That you're going to learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to say, it says in the pasuk, oise gedoilois, what's v'goymer? Oise gedoilois v'ein cheker neflois ade misbar. And it's from that pasuk that we see that there's an association between Gshamim and Gvura. So Rabbi Leo Gutmacher said, the truth is, that one pasuk that Rashi quoted is not the Makar. It's one of four psukim that the Gemara quoted. We went through it twice when we learned the Gemara. The Gemara brings four different psukim, and it's from a combination of four psukim that we know this idea of Gvura is Gshamim. So he said that why would Rashi just say, Shenemar oise gedoilo is v'goymer, if he's not really quoting the whole Makar? Now the truth is, sometimes when you learn Rashi in a Mishnah, so Rashi will be mefarish, and sometimes Rashi will do what he very, very often does, he'll say, ubi gemara mefarish, that the gemara is going to explain. So he says, what is it usually talian? If there's a short explanation, so Rashi sometimes is mefarish. Usually, it's just practical, if it's a little bit longer, so Rashi says mefarish b'gemara. So he said, Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, based on the klolim of Rashi, this would have been a good example for Rashi. Say, ubi gemara mefarish taima, amai karila mat gvuris geshamim. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi explained it. Now he did explain it, he brought mamish, the very, very beginning of the Gemara, mitavigoymer, which means four lines of a whole bunch of different psukim. So again, he was bothered with a kasha, it probably wouldn't bother us. And that is that, why did Rashi quote the pasuk? L'chayra, Rashi should have just said, was b'gemara mefarish taima. So he says like this, omnam laniyas taiti niro lilmoy mizeh. He says, anytime a person starts anything, if a person starts doing something, you embark upon a journey, whatever that is, he says, you should start off with a tefillah. The tefillah should be that you should be zoicha, you should have siyata deshmaya in what it is you're doing. And he says, that's true in every single area of life. It's certainly true when it comes to learning Torah. Kasha bikesh David Melech Yisrael. David HaMelech said, gal einai v'abito niflois b'teira yisecha. David HaMelech was mispal to Hashem. He said, gal einai, open up my eyes, v'abito, and I will see niflois b'teira yisecha, the niflois of your Torah. And said Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that even though we know when it comes to Torah, it's really about Yegiya and Haravanya, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, but at the same time, you need so much Siyata Deshmaya to have the schus to be able to harav in learning. And not everyone's zoicha to be able to learn and be amal in Torah, but yishuv adas. And for that itself, you need the tefillah of David HaMelech. Gal einai v'abita niflois mitayra sach. You know, the Chasam Sofer in a place says that the primary theme of Kapitel Kuf Yotes, right? Kapitel Kuf Yotes, everybody says Kapitel Kuf Yotes. The primary thing of telling Kapitel Kuf Yotes is this idea. It's gal einai v'abita niflois mitayra sach. If you revisit it, you look at the psukim, David HaMelech keeps on asking Hashem. He wants help. He wants the Yatid Shema. He keeps on telling Hashem, I want to do the right thing. I want it so badly, but I understand things are going to get in my way. And Galenai, open up my eyes. So he says, before a person starts anything, the right thing to do is to daven for Yatid Shema, that it should be v'chefetz Hashem matzlich biyadi, what you're about to do should go b'atzlacha. But frat, when it comes to Limanat Torah, to have the schus to learn the Torah Akdoisha, for that you need tefillah, you need tremendous Yatid Shema. David HaMelech was mispal galena v'apita nefloyes meteira secha. But says Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that's true for every single element of Torah. But it's even more true when it comes to Divrei Agada, when it comes to Agadata. And he says the reason is because Agadata is really soida satira. It's pnimiya satira. And when we learn Agadata, so it's interesting and it's geschmack and there's not a lot of toisfis in and rishonim and lamdis. It goes much quicker from a learning perspective. But in terms of pnimius, what's going on in Divrei Agada, it's the pnimius of the pnimius, and all the seidus ha-Torah and are tucked away inside the Divrei Agada. He quotes a chazal, there's a medrash shoicher toiv that says, ki lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem. What does it mean? Ki lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua of today's daf said, Elu ha-Agadois. It's referring to the Divrei Agada. Divrei Agada is lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem. Even people that understand lomdis and they understand things. Oh, but when it comes to pu'ulois Hashem, when it comes to Divrei Agada, lo yavinu. Because for that, in order to understand Divrei Agada, you need a tremendous, tremendous insight into the Seudas HaTorah. And that's something that lav kol adam zoicha l'kach. So even the Mevinim, Allah Yavinu. This is something that they don't really understand. He says that maybe that's Pshat. The Magen Avram says that there's an Indian to say Kaddish Rabban. What's Kaddish Rabban? It's after a Shir, after a Tzibur learns together, there's an idea to say Kaddish Rabban. But the Magen Avram says in Simen Nun Dalet, and it comes from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that you shouldn't say Kaddish Rabban, Ele Mitoich Divrei Agada. You shouldn't say Mitoich Divrei Agada. That's why, after a Shir, doesn't matter what the Shir was about. That's always, why? Why do you have to do that? The Magen Shir just said a whole shir, and then no, you learned a shveret daf in your vomis, and you have Amr Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, and yet came as Ogan Akadish. What, on your vomis, you're learning the sugis of Zika, for that you can't say Kaddish, and now you can say a Kaddish to Rabban, and the Teretz says it's a Magen Avraham. It comes from the Rambam that Ein Boimer Kaddish to Rabban and Elabasarag. So he says, what's the pshat? Why? What's the pshat? He says, because when you say Kaddish, it's Yiskada v'Yiskada Shmei Rabba. It's Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam Liyom Me'omayu. These are the nuschos. That's the theme of Kaddish. And he says that in a way, there's more Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, and there's more Yiskada v'Yiskadish that comes from Divrei Agada than comes from Divrei Halacha. It's mamish to l'shoynus of Rabbi Leo Gutmacher. And he says, that's why, when it comes to Divrei Agada, which if someone's able to understand the soidus for Zenin and Divrei Agada, he'll be able to realize, v'as tutzach dartin, so it's for that reason there's an idea to Dafka, before you say Yiskadov Yiskadish, say Yadvar Agada, to be makar, all the Gdulas Hashem, and all the Neflois, and the Yehei Shmei Rabba, Faslikten Advar Agada. So said Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, he said, this is my hergish. And he says, I think it's Emes, but it's my hergish. And that is that Rashi HaKadosh started his pirush on Masechtes Tainus. And he says, Masechtes Tainus is Ruba de Ruba Divrei Agada. Asheloi nimtza kol kach b'shum Masechta. He says, no other Masechta in Shas that has so much Divrei Agada. Lochein hemid rabbeinu schusa yamid lanu. V'yar lanu neiroi, dvarim elu. So he wanted to start the Masechta with a tefillah. This is what he says. He wanted to start a Masechta with a tefillah. So he started by quoting a pasuk. Which pasuk did he quote? He quoted the pasuk, Oise gedoylois v'goymer. That was what he quoted. Oise gedoylois v'goymer. And he said what he was telling the Eibishter was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm about to be mefarish Masechtes Tainus. Masechtes Tainus is Divrei Agada. And Divrei Agada, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ki lo yovinu el pu'ulos Hashem. And I want to have the schus to be able to write a pirish that people will learn forever on Mesechtas Tainus. And for that, you need Siyata Deshmaya to be able to tap into the Gedula, to the Yiskad of Yiskadash, to the Yeheshmei Rabbi Mevarch, the Soides Apnimim, Voslikten Dvar Agada. So he started off with a tefillah. He started off with a tefillah Kitzara. The whole tefillah was one pasuk. It was Oisei Gedolos V'Goymer. And he says the truth is there's a makar to a tefillah in one pasuk. The Gemara says in Brachas Tafei, Amar Abaya. The Gemara says that you're supposed to say Kriyash Mashal Amita, but a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to. Amar Abaya, Af Talmud Chacham, Mi even a Talmud Chacham, you should say one pasuk. Kigain biyad chaaf kedruchi padisa oisei Hashem kelemes. This v'chein kosev Rashi kan oisei gedolos adin cheker v'neflois adin mispar. V'akavona b'zeh. What did he want? Sheigala Hashem baruch hu loy gamken gedulois v'neflois. He says, "Velule de mistafina mi maligin. If I weren't afraid of the maligin, asha ein lam hergum midarke atmim mevat tzadikim, who don't understand what it means a tzadik and have no asogin who Rashi was. They're maligin. They're people that they make litzonis, and it comes said probably oh gutmacher." Because they pasha don't know who Rashi was. Asher kol dibur shokol etzlam. Rashi, every word was with a cheshman. Hayisi oimer, I would have said, she ikat tefilas Rashi ha. You know what the ikat tefil of Rashi was in this pasuk? Oisei gedolos hayabetevas v'goymer. It was the word v'goymer. And you know what he was referring to? He was referring to a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says that David HaMelech was mespalel. He davened to Hashem, ekro leloikim elyoin. Lokel goymer olay. And goymer means miloshen gemar, miloshen hashlama. And Rashi is davening to HaKadosh Baruch in the beginning of the Masechta. He says, oisei gedolos, HaKadosh Baruch, you're oisei gedolos. And all that gedula is tapped and it's tucked away here in Masechta Steinus. And I want the schus, the siyata deshmaya, to be goymer. And I should be zoicha to ekro leloikim elyoin. This was a tefillah that he should be zoicha to goymer. He says, v'yesh lanu mizeh oid limud. He says, if this is pshat and Rashi, and he says, poshut, this is pshat and Rashi. He says, there's a limud you can take from this. Asher borur etzli, af poli shum raya rak mitzad asvar. Omnam yesh gam mikan raya lozeh. Sheyesh lehischakim, shetiskabul atfilo. He says, there's a special inyan for a person to have in zin a tefillah while he's learning. And he says, when a person's learning, that's what he says. You're learning and you come across a pasuk. And this pasuk that you come across has meaning. And maybe it has meaning to you because of something that you're going through in life. So he says, while you're learning, you should read the pasuk and you should be mechaven, the tefillah of the pasuk. He says, that's the most powerful tefillah that a person could say. And that's what Rashi's doing. Rashi was being mefarish the beginning of Masechtas Tainus. And really what Rashi could have said was, Kid mefarish time of the Gemara. And he didn't have to mention the pasuk. Because based on Darkei Rashi, Rashi would have just said that. Because Rashi doesn't usually bring the beginning of a first of four psukim. It's not the way Rashi does it. So Rashi would have said that. But he wanted to say a tefillah. Because he knew he was starting something. And he was starting to be mefarish Masechtas Tainus. Masechtas Tainus, which is Divrei Agada. But Divrei Agada is Chamukei Yirei Chai. It's something it's tucked, this tifa layers of soydis, where Rabbi Yeshua said, Ki lo yovinu apulos Hashem. And Rashi is going to be mefarish. This is a major undertaking. So Rashi started with a tefillah. His tefillah was, Oise gedolos v'goymer. Oise gedolos. Kadosh Baruch, you're Oise gedolos. You should allow me to see all the gedula that's here in Masechtas Tainus. And I should be zoicha to v'goymer. I should be zoicha to ekra leilokim elyoin. Lokel goymer aloy. No, so we're starting Masechtas Tainus. We should be zoicha to ekra leilokim elyoin. Lokel goymer aloy.